adopted that. So when we would have the truth and the truthful anger of the thing called shouting, it will become a worldwide thing of a,
I mean, a dancing and singing and merriment that he himself heralded, directed, he himself did it for his friend, the master. To me, it's something that will become universal in time to come. But still, it doesn't make it easy for us. But then perhaps it will. You see, because the pain is from our ignorance. We don't know. We can't reach. We can't see. But knowing him, trusting him, we can know. We can know that it is so.
I have a question about why Baba. I know there must be significance in the body also, because he's got the bodies up on the hill of his close Madhuri.
Yes.
Did he ever tell you why that was important?
We didn't think it was important. No.
Well, just that the Krishna and those who were supposed to be there, but it is as a relic of a grand
patient. More like a
memory. Barbara, we had very, very few questions, if at all.
Right.
Nothing was important when Baba is all important with us. There were no questions. No problems.
Yeah.
Our biggest thing was, you see, we were occupied by, you know, it was the present at that time. Obeying him was the most important thing. Pleasing him was the most important thing. Being with him was the most important thing. And those little mosquitoes, as I say, that can be very irritating, the little orders, the little things, the little do's, the little don'ts, it keeps one fully occupied.
I'm just impressed by the fact that even the body, which is nothing really, there's also that irony involved. I mean, you can't find anything about Baba that you can say is absolute.
You know, already we're beginning to hear from Baba lovers who describe funerals of their parents or children. Or even one woman wrote recently, she's had so much happen to her, I couldn't believe it. But to see the love, the strength of Baba's love that made her write, it made me weep. And I'm sure it did the others too when you read it. That, I mean, you salute that love of Baba's which goes through the... Here's this Baba lover in America who was parted from her husband, who lost her house, who got cancer, but it was a remission. She got over that. I mean, she's all right from that. And whose 9-year-old son drowned. And the letter she wrote, if that's the kind of letter when you can write to for Baba, that love, you couldn't help but weep. And yet it should not be surprising. It's amazing, but shouldn't be surprising. You know, Baba being who he is. And there was also Diana and Steve LaFleur who lost their only child, only son. Now they're parted, but when they were together, everything was going so beautifully. So I asked Steve when he was here, I said, tell me, Steve, one thing. I'm really interested to know. Would you rather not have had him and the pain you've gone through? Or are you happier that you had him no matter what you had to go through? I said, think properly. I really want an answer to that because I've seen it happen a number of times. Would you have been happier not to have had him with the pain involved of death? Or was it a contribution to your life? Was it something that made your life richer and happier? Would you rather have had him and lost him than not had him at all? Tell me. He thought for 2 minutes and he said, I'm happy I had him. And then he wrote a beautiful poem, but after the pain had eased after a year, he wrote a beautiful poem and released him, said, little Robert, go your way. I don't hold you. You know, because after all, in life, one's journey is very much one's own. We are only loaned this one or that one, this child, that child, this mother. Nothing is ours. We're only only having it on loan. And we are on loan. We are entrusted with that, caring for it. But we cannot possess it. We cannot possess anyone, no matter how close. We even you cannot share in somebody's suffering. No matter how much you love a person, you cannot take their suffering. You can comfort, you can hold, you can strengthen, you can support, but you cannot take on. I cannot take on your headache, no matter how bad, how much I love you, and your headache is so bad. Can I take it on? No. So it's a journey that we really have not the right to debar anyone from whatever experience they have to go through in life. If that particular soul has to have that experience of death, or what, or that age, or in this way, or that, that really belongs entirely to that particular being. And nobody has the right to restrict their experiences. You cannot, because everything is an experience. And you do not possess anyone, nor their experience, to be able to say, but this is mine, it isn't. But, as I asked Steve, I said, are you happier that you had him and lost him, or would you rather have not had him at all? And he said, no, I'm glad I had him, no matter what I had to go through. So those are also mercies, these are also gifts. But after all, it's always his. It's always his. And he takes care of his own. He takes care so beautifully. But then naturally we cry for ourselves. But then even that he heals when you leave it to him. If you don't, just hold on. You have to release. You have to release. It's good for the being, for the soul, for the person concerned. It's good for them also. You know, they say, please, free me. I'm on my journey. And it may be with another shirt on, at another place. We can say nothing. But then there are other graces. He gives other children. There are other responsibilities. There's his hand sustaining us all the time. If he didn't sustain us, we could have broken under this pain. But when you could see a letter like that, that Kathy McKee, I forget. The last name is very...
Beth McKee.
And so that is his grace also. But sometimes even now when we hear of people who have lost their parents or brothers or children, there is something at the funeral. Baba's presence is definitely felt. The fragrance can be derived at such funerals, because when they write, and from our own experience, like when my two brothers died, after Baba dropped his body, one after another, my two brothers, and I tell you, it was like a little darshan, and yet it was to the worldly people, this is death, but it doesn't feel like that. There's that Baba's presence is there, and little by little that will be more and more. In funerals of among Baba lovers, you'll feel that more. And how often we've had that? No, Eric? A number of times. And I've said to myself, oh, it's happening there too. You know, and you compare and you see, because, and this has happened, his presence is, because it's joy. Joy for the one concerned. And after all, this is not dying. I wish it were. It isn't as easy and simple as that. Kabir says, we all talk about dying, dying, dying. None of us knows how to die. If you must die, then die in such a way that you never have to die again. Marna, marna, sab koi kahe, mari na jaane koi. Marna ho to aise maro ke phir na marna hoi. So this what we call dying is not dying. It's just going from one room to another, one step to another. And as I said, it is his. We're the caretakers, the entrusted one for the time being. The whole show is run by him, when he wants it, as he wants it, why he wants it. So all we have to ask Baba is that he helps us to bear with better grace, with more strength, because he gives the strength. He sustains. He sustains those who look to him, those who love him, those who call out to him. There's no doubt about that. I tell it from our own experience, because we could not have gone through what we did when Baba dropped his body if he hadn't sustained so strongly, so beautifully, that we had no room for our own tears. We were comforting Baba lovers who were crying, who didn't know the language, who came from Andhra. All they could say was Baba, Baba, Baba. And when I saw even Mera, when embracing them, say, Baba is here, Baba has not gone, Baba does not. And who? Only Baba would do that. And that too because Baba has said. And Baba tells us, love me more. It is because he gives us that love to love him more. When Baba gives something, when Baba asks for something, he is not really asking, he's giving something. So when he asks you to love him more, he's making it possible for us to love him more. We could not have loved him more had he not said, love me more. In the same way, on that last day, Baba sent a message with me to Mera 2-3 times. Tell Mera to be brave. Be brave, Mera. And we didn't even know at the time what it meant. Because he's suffering, and that, of course, means suffering for us. But, and he was even till the 12 o'clock, at 12 o'clock when this was noon, just before that, he was making a light joke and saying, Padre is a barber, his homeopathy doesn't work, or things like that, you know. But he sends a message out and says, tell Mera to be brave. And because he said it, because at that time of saying it, he's giving it. So she was equipped with that courage to be brave, because in that message he gave that courage. You see, it is all the pain that we have comes from ignorance. With knowledge, pain goes. Knowledge is that depth of understanding. Like if you understand what death means, there's no pain in it. But because we haven't got that knowledge of what death means, then the pain comes. Or anything else. Anything else. See? As Baba would say, it's true.